You're listening to Balanced Designs on 103.5 FM, WLSP, LP, Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Coming to you from the 103.5 studios, underwritten by the Bank of Sun Prairie. Welcome to Balanced Designs Podcast with your host, Deb Krieger, interior designer and stager. This is strictly an informational program focusing on providing ideas for achieving your desired home and office aesthetics. If you have any questions or topics that you would like to learn about, please feel free to contact me at hello@balancedesignsco.com. Balance your home environment with living solutions from the inside out. Hi, welcome to Balanced Designs. Today, I'm going to be talking about some ways to add some festive changes now that summer is here without breaking the bank. So, summer decorating. I personally try and always buy seasonal items in the off season, if possible, just to see what's available. And for me, it's the thrill of the hunt, you know. If you've listened to me before, I'm all about anything interior design. So I'm always on the hunt for items, accessories, pillows, you name it. If it's interior design related, I'm looking for it. So the things that I do for myself and advise my clients are simple things, like changing out your heavier rugs for cotton rugs in the summertime. I also like to change out my accessories. I buy pillow covers for the different seasons with a down insert. I like down inserts myself because it's just easier to get a pillow tucked up underneath your neck than the polyfilled ones. And down-filled pillows are just softer to the touch as well. And those of you that listen to me know I'm a very tactile person, so that makes a big difference to me. I want everything to be soft. But just make sure that no one in your family has an allergy to down. I also switch out my blankets to quilts in the summertime. It's just a lighter feeling. It kind of brings back family memories, your own childhood memories, so it's great. I even switch out my artwork. Using lighter colors and the feeling of artwork itself to give it a different feel in the space, you can even switch your artwork from room to room. Put your lighter things out and about and put your darker pieces in rooms that don't get as much use. And if you don't have anything summery, start looking for artwork. Start looking for pillow covers. You can visit a local farmer's market or even a local art fair like we have here in Madison, Wisconsin area, which is one of the best places to buy art. Or your kids could make you something as well, which is always the best. I am a huge proponent of showcasing kids' artwork. It just, A, makes them fall in love with art in every different way, and it makes them feel so good. And then you're proud of your child as well for, you know, creating something. It's a win-win situation. So always put up your kids' artwork. And, you know, what better task? And you know what? Why don't you just go draw mom a picture and we'll frame it? Who isn't going to love that? So I do anyway. I think it's a great way to personalize your home as well. So I also change out my towels. I have towels I absolutely love that have beautiful birds on them. Birds are some of my absolute favorite things in the world. And so I get to enjoy these towels daily. And so what are your hobbies and activities that you enjoy? Maybe you love the water and anything water related, and then you purchase either regular or hand towels that reflect your passion for even just a few months out of the year. I also edit down and replace my accessories. I switch out with seasonal things. It can be something as simple as putting fresh lemons in a tall glass for a fun burst of color, but then also a great way to use more fresh lemons in your cooking, and then even slicing up fresh lemons to use in your lemonade. Think back to your childhood memories. Which ones are your favorite that your family did? Bring out the games that help you enjoy the indoors and the outdoors. Do you do puzzles? Well, change the theme of those puzzles to something more summer-based, garden scenes, water scenes, etc. Just anything that'll bring that outdoors in and add more plants. And add greenery and floral in your accessories as well, including slip covers for your pillows, the quilts instead of the heavier blankets. Even switch out your pet bedding for something lighter and more summer-based, and have a fun color for it in the summertime. Look at your space. Can you switch your furniture around? Have a summer furniture look and a winter furniture look, if possible. Try and find solutions that don't break the bank. And then switching furniture around is a great way to do this. We used to do this every Friday in my childhood. Well, we always cleaned the house for my mom. We had 7 kids in my family, and the girls, the boys would do the outdoor work, and then we would be in the house switching stuff around. That's why I love interior design so much. So have it be a fun thing for everybody to think of solutions in your family. Start a list to see what you want and need, and then get the whole family involved in the hunt for your items. If everyone in the family gets involved, it makes it so much more rewarding for everyone. Design should be fun and something that everyone in the family can contribute to and look forward to. Teach your kids to look for unusual items that mean something to your family. You will be amazed at how talented your kids really are. And design projects are a lifelong bonding activity. So live in your space, both indoors and outdoors, in a balanced way. And if you'd like to work with me, or if you have any questions or topics you'd like to hear, you can reach me at hello@balanceddesignsco.com. And until next time, this is Deb Krieger, your host, interior designer, and stager.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Balanced Designs with Deb Krieger. Be sure to tune in next time for more tips on achieving your dream aesthetics in the home and in the office, here on 103.5 FM, WLSP LP, Sun Prairie, Wisconsin.